The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Okay, topic number two.
This past Friday, the federal government announced the creation of its Digital Promise private-public partnership initiative, which will fund R&D for digital ed. Is this a top-notch idea from the feds or a surefire way to strangle the virtual ed movement in its cradle?
You know, Jay Green had a great post on this week, comparing this to the solar power company that has been in the news of late. This sounds like picking winners and losers. Reed Hastings co-authored an op-ed with Arne Duncan today in the Wall Street Journal in favor of this. He's usually a thoughtful guy, libertarian leaning. I don't get it. What are we missing here? Why would we want the federal government anywhere near this stuff?
So let's talk a bit about what Digital Promise actually involves. So, right. I mean, what does this actually mean?
Yeah, Daniela?
That's a really good question. They'll be funding, you know, research and development is their big thing. So they'll be funding, like Mike said, different potentially positive initiatives, and in theory then making, you know, having a what works clearinghouse type experience where they'll, you know, have out information on this is a great program in, you know, curriculum development or in X or in Y.
I mean, historically, right? I mean, if we think about the kinds of research where I think the government has actually played a really positive role in the last, say, half century or more, it's generally basic research. Mm-hmm. It's the stuff, right? It's a public good that when you learn basic stuff about drug interactions, when you learn basic stuff about the properties of materials, it's hard for companies to patent all the applications. So therefore, companies tend to underinvest in that kind of basic research. Mm-hmm. Companies tend to do a really good job of taking this basic science and turning it into useful stuff that they can go sell. So where we've seen the federal government generally invest through the NIH, through the National Science Foundation, is in basic science, basic research. And I think that stuff has been, you know, enormously positive. I mean, right? I mean, Internet started out out of DARPA as a federal research initiative. Where I'm less optimistic about the government role is when it starts getting not into research, but actual into development and trying to help get materials to market. That's the Solandra stuff where the government's offering loan guarantees to particular providers, because then you got to pick who's got the best business plan, who's going to. I don't know enough about Digital Promise right now myself to know which side of the R&D line it's really emphasizing.
I don't know if there's a lot of information out yet, if they've really come out with a full scale, you know, long 100-page blueprint exactly detailing it.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's always been this controversy, people saying, you know, we don't have much D in the R&D apparatus in education. And the question is there a governmental role? School districts are so fragmented and most are too small to invest in that sort of thing. States aren't investing. So you say, well, if the feds don't invest, it's completely up to the private sector and it's hard to turn a profit in K-12. So there's just nothing there. But I think your distinction makes sense, Rick, is you know, clearly there has been investment in K-12 digital learning lately. Some would say there's a rush to invest in that, maybe even a bubble. Not sure what role the feds have right now and why we think they're going to make better decisions than these private investors are going to make when they've got their own money at stake.
But, you know, as much as I love Jay, I do worry sometimes that, you know, when we think of, for instance, about federal investment in highways and roads, that, you know, at least for me, I think there is a sensible federal role in research and infrastructure. And what I worry is that we have too much fun just taking shots at everything, because I think there's been lots of pork in the Obama administration agenda. And I have lots of problems with how the president terms everything he wants to spend money on an investment. Yeah. So I think I don't blame conservatives for taking shots at it, but I don't want to see us throwing the baby out with the bathwater.